The crisis over North Korea's nuclear capacity is now added to the burdens of the UN Security Council. The U.S. continues to say that disagreements can be resolved through the good offices of China, South Korea, Japan, and Russia, but so far, North Korea sounds defiant and says it will only negotiate directly with the United States. Administration officials acknowledged this week that North Korea already has at least one bomb, the ability to build more, and a missile capable of reaching the western United States. We're joined now by Nancy Soderberg, Vice President of the International Crisis Group in New York. She was a U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and a deputy assistant to the President for National Security Affairs in the Clinton administration. She joins us from New York, and thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you.
And Henry Sokolsky is Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. He was Deputy for Nonproliferation in the Office of the Secretary of Defense in the first Bush administration. Mr. Sokolsky, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And Ms. Soderberg, you first, then Mr. Sokolsky. Was this week's revelation a dangerous new moment we must mark?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is a crisis that needs to be addressed. And as much as the Bush administration would prefer it to go away, it's going to have to negotiate directly with North Korea and put the nuclear genie back in the bottle. There's really no other alternative.
Mr. Sokolsky, how do you react to the idea of direct negotiations?
Well, Armitage says eventually we'll do it, but I think...
Richard Armitage?
Richard Armitage, Deputy Secretary of State. But I think we need to follow the firm guidance of the International Atomic Energy Agency and its director, who says that we need to take this to the UN. So I think the dispute isn't over diplomacy and talking, but what form and what comes first. The crisis, moreover, is not just North Korea. A number of other countries are watching what we do. Dare we reward North Korea, it may encourage them.
Mm-hmm. We use the term negotiations, and maybe we use it casually. Is there a difference between negotiations and just talking, and could it be significant in this case, Ms. Soderberg?
There is a difference, and the difference is, one, you have a policy, which is negotiations, trying to achieve something, and the other is just sort of meeting in a room with no goal. What we need here is a policy towards North Korea, and there is no policy towards North Korea right now. And this is a country that has one or two nuclear bombs and is in the process of building one or so a month. And that's a frightening prospect, and we need to address it. You have the administration talking about letting others, China and others, deal with it. We can't subcontract this, referring it to the Security Council when this happened last time in 1994. Triggered a discussion of sanctions and a discussion of war. The administration at that time was looking seriously at another war with North Korea here. We don't want to go down that path. One way that they can get out of this is look at the precedent of the first President Bush, who put a number of incentives on the table, such as ending joint military exercises, pulling our nuclear weapons out of North Korea, out of the Korean Peninsula, and having a high-level direct meeting with the North Koreans. He can follow the precedent of his own father in beginning to negotiate this. And it's time to take the politics out of this North Korea issue and begin to address the real crisis here.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sokolsky, how do you feel about something like concessions?
Well, since I worked in the Bush administration that's being discussed, I know something about the so-called concessions. The reason we're in the UN, the reason why the IAEA wants us to be in the UN, is we've run our course giving concessions, and we have not been able to get North Korea to comply with any of the pledges that it's made. I think we need to call their bluff and be firm about compliance, just as El Bardi recommends.
You don't have to look at it as giving concessions. It's a question of, do we risk a war with North Korea, or do we get into negotiations and try and get them to let the inspectors back in and end these two programs? That's the goal here.
I think we're agreed about getting the inspectors back in. The only party that's not agreed about that is North Korea.
Analytical question. It was revealed this week, at least it was revealed to many of us, that North Korea has a missile that might be able to reach the western United States. That would suggest certainly it could reach China, South Korea, Russia, and Japan. And yet these nations, at least for the moment, seem not to be as anxious, unless I misread their reaction, as the United States can be. How do we explain that, Ms. Soderberg?
Well, you've got to look at the state of the world right now, and there's a lot of nervousness everywhere. We've got Al-Qaeda out there, we've got the Iraq war, and I think there's just a world that's hungry for U.S. leadership on how to deal with the range of threats and concerns beyond the Iraqi question, and that deals with working with our allies, working with the United Nations, putting out a policy that can gain support of the international community rather than dividing it. And I think we'll move in that direction, but they're not there yet.
Mr. Sikorsky?
Well, I think, unfortunately, Russian opinion and Chinese opinion is somewhat divided, and the upper hand is going to people who, frankly, don't see their long-term interests, I think, properly. And what they're hoping is that they can somehow use this crisis to reduce American influence in East Asia and not have to pay the consequences of possibly things going very bad. That debate is not over in China, and I'd like to think it's not over in Russia, and we have to keep pressing on it.
Thank you both very much. Henry Sikorsky, Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And Nancy Soderberg, Vice President of the International Crisis Group in New York.
My pleasure.